Okay, my turn.
Oh.
Okay. My name is Ida Kalmegan. Sling enak pa kak an she kasle usla ye kat du sak. De she tan sha tagish kwan. I'm going to tell you a story about the old people when they used to tell us stories. And one of the things that they really emphasize the importance of, you have to be really careful of how you treat the animals and everything and people. You have to be good to them, kind to them. You can't make fun of them, especially things that we're going to eat. They always tell us to be careful. This story is about a young girl. When they were out picking berries. When they go out picking berries, long time ago, a whole bunch of people used to go out together. And every time she started to walk, that girl, she always find bear droppings. And they tell us not to walk over them, old people. They said go around it all the time. And I don't know why all of a sudden she just decided that. Gee, every time I'm walking around, I always find these. She said, and so she just walked over it, and she kept doing that all day long. Some more," she keeps saying. And here, people were picking berries and start to get even time, and she had big basket of berries, and they starting to go home. And that string on her basket broke, and she spilled her berries. She told them, "Wait for me, wait for me." And they tell her, "You'll catch us up." So she started picking up the berries. And everybody was gone. And hear this. While she was picking up the berries, this nice looking man came by. And he tell her, He tell her, "Let me help you." And so she said, "Okay." So he was helping her pick them berries up. Then he tell her, "Just over here is it? There's a nice big patch." He said, "Not very far, is it?" He said, "It won't take us very long. The two of us picking will fill up your basket again." He tell her, "Never mind that one. It's all dirty." He tell her. So she went with him. Just a little ways. She went over this hill. And they picked berries there. Then they went over another hill. And finally it got dark. And so he said, "There's a nice place here where we could camp," he tell her. So she went with him. Gee, nice looking man. She went with him. And they said, every time she went over a hill, this looked like hill to her, it was over a mountain all that time. And here, all the hills they went over, she went over mountains, and that's how far away she was from the people. And so they went over there, they camped in the mountains. Anytime I make mistake, you can correct me.
Okay, well, like the way I heard that, and like when you were talking about where she was picking in those baskets, like that, first one, she was going down that trail just because she was so picky about the bear droppings. She'd get mad, "Gee, why does he have to mess up just where I'm going to step always?" And right after that, her basket that strap on it broke. It happened three times. Three times. Finally, well, those other girls help her gather them up. She started going again. Third time it happened, and it's getting dark, so they said, "We've got no time to help you now. You do the best you can." So it was what she was doing, and all once this nice looking man coming up, talking to her. He wanted her to go, and she said, "No, no, 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 no. They're gonna miss me. I can't go with anybody." But he keep talking to her. But she keeps just hold her own. No, no, no. She don't want to go with anybody. Pretty soon this bear man got mad at her and grabbed her and shake her up. Why don't you listen to me? I'm only just trying to help you. So he took her and threw her. That's the way I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
She figured she went just over a little hump. She went right over the mountains. She's just that little bit there, the song.
Mm-hmm.
The stories are told and in different places. It's always a little bit different in different areas. So, and that's the way Grandma told us. That way that I say.
Yeah.
But it was a long time when I was a little kid that I heard it. And I remember that that it was three times that that basket broke. Yeah, and that they got tired of helping her, and they left. And anyway, they found this really nice place. It was in a den that they went to. And then they went in there and it was in the fall time. He had already made this den, and that's where he took her. And it was I'm not sure how long after, but when she stayed with him, she stayed with him, and she kept thinking about her home when she was. But when they were going to sleep, he told her not to look at him. She said, don't look at me when I'm sleeping, he told her. And so she didn't. She didn't look at him. But I don't know how long after that she snuck a peek at him, and here it was a bear that she was with. And that's how she knew that it was a bear. But it was already too late. She already was staying with him then. It's a long, long story, this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, like, and the way I heard it was that, like, when he threw her over that hill there, but it was over the mountains, and it was right into the den where he took her. But to her, all those bears in there looked like people. She thought it was people, and every day the men folks would go fishing, and the woman's job was to gather wood, but those women, those bear women, them, they got their wood from all the waterlogged stuff. That's the way I heard it. Her, you know, being a human, she'd get nice dry wood. And then those guys make fire. Those women make fire. And her, too, she get her little fire going. And all the guys come back from fishing. She's like pulling off a sweater. It's all their hair all wet. And they shake it on their woman's fire. It just burned like that. But hers being a human fire, every time they done that, that fire would go out. And her man get mad at her about it. How many times I tell you get good wood? Okay, go on some more. That's what I know about that one.
Yeah, yeah. And go ahead, I don't remember this part of it.
Okay, so that's what she'd done, and all of a sudden she noticed one of the older ones sitting close to the doorway. And that old woman talked to her and says, you know, these aren't really people. But I could help you. I could help you if you want to leave. So, she kept talking to that woman. So one day, that old woman told her, I want you to bring me three things. It's going to help you get away. The first thing you're going to bring me back a small little bladder full of water. And also, you're going to bring me a little tree, small little tree like that. And another one is a small little bag of pebbles. These things going to help you get away. So, okay, that's what she done. She started gathering all this stuff. So one day, she was ready to go. And so she told that old lady she's going to go now. So that old lady showed her what to do with that stuff to ask her to get. And the first one you're going to use, she said, once you start running away, start leaving, these people are going to follow you. They're going to catch you up. So the first one you're going to throw away is that little tree. Throw it over your right shoulder while you're running. So that's what she'd done. And here all that little trees turn into windfall like that. That's how come those bear people couldn't go through it too fast. And keep it going. As long as you keep it going, you're okay. But pretty soon you're going to hear them coming again. Next one you're going to use is that little bag of pebbles you got. Same way, if you hear them coming too close, just throw it over your right shoulder like that. So that's what she done, and here the thing become a whole steep cliff. Those bears couldn't follow her. Couldn't get up there. And even after that, you keep it going. Once you hear them coming too close again, take that little bladder of water that you got, same way, throw it over your right shoulder. That one become a lake. And those people couldn't follow her. And she kept it going, and she could see in a distance where she come from, her own village. And while she got out there, she knows she got away then. Here she's seen two guys in a canoe out there. And she tried and talk to them. But being young bucks, they kept talking to her. No, we can't help you. If you stay with us, if you sleep with me, we'll help you. So they really con her into it, I guess. But they help her to get home to where she come from. That's the way I heard it.
Didn't tell any more of that story. Part of that story too. I'm not sure if that's the same one, but when she was living with them for a long time, she lived with them long enough to. It's probably a different story where she had babies. She had twin boys, and. She knew where her brothers used to go hunting on the mountain, and they had a she conned her man into making a camp right where they always go hunting groundhog and gophers in that mountain. In the springtime, when they first wake up, she had mitts. She rolled her mitts into a big snowball, and then she rolled that snowball down from that mountain, and her little dog smelt that mitts in that snowball, and he barked and barked and went over there, and she was able to talk to her youngest brother, and she told him that she's got to get away from them. And that's when she found out that it was her. He was a bear. When she turned around and looked at him. And that woman that helped her to get away from him, it was her aunt. She was missing for a long, long time. She recognized him, her. And she told her, "It's too late for me now," she said. "I've been gone too long, but for you, you're still young yet," she told him. She told her. Anyway, her oldest brothers were hunting. They know that it was a bear den there. And her husband told her that her brothers are going to come after them, and he told her to look after those kids good. And they were human. They looked human to her, all of them. But she found out that he was a bear. And sure enough, her brothers came one day, and they killed him. And they and she went home. She got her young brothers to go home and get clothes for them. To ask their mother for clothes and stuff. So she made clothes for them, for those kids, and for herself too. And when they got her clothes, then she came home. He told her that her husband told her that to be careful. He said they're gonna, if anybody do anything to them, that they're gonna turn into a bear, and they're gonna be mean. He told her. So they their brothers told her told those kids to make like a bear. They said they throw their hides on those kids, and here those kids really got vicious, and they attacked those guys. What can you add on to that, Sam? How did you hear that part?
Well, the way I part of it, those bear children, mm-hmm. and to her, they look just like bears. But seemed like funny every time she went out to gather wood or something. Just as soon as she started to leave, she heard kids just playing and screaming around. So she sneaked back, see what they do. Here those kids, as soon as they go away, as soon as they know their mother's gone, they pull up that hide, and they were ordinary kids. Mm-hmm. Playing around just like any other.